It's, and it was broken for you too, but this is me. This is for me as I do this service. Jesus wants me to remember what he has done for me. And so as you today, as we take part in this bread and the breaking of this bread, remember Jesus did it for you and me personally. Praise God for that.
We're going to kneel here on the platform. We invite you just to bow your heads as we ask God's special blessing on the bread.
Our kind Heavenly Father, as we think about your body being broken for me and all of us, Lord, help us to allow our hearts to be broken today. Lord, be with us now as and bless this bread, dear Father, that represents what you have done. Thank you so much, dear Lord. This we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Matthew, the 9th chapter, Jesus gave an illustration that I think is very fitting for when we talk about the blood of the new covenant, which is what the grape juice represents. He said in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 17, he said, "Nor do they put new wine into old wineskins, or else the wineskins break. The wine is spilled, and the wineskins are ruined. But they put new wine into new wineskins, and both are preserved." It's interesting that in this example, Jesus was really illustrating why we experience washing first. You see, we needed to be restored so that we could partake of the sacrifice of Christ. In other words, he shed his blood, the hope that Paul puts it this way, Christ in you, the hope of glory. God will never dwell in sin. He loves the sinner, but not the sin. And by cleansing us now, we have opened ourselves to the point where he could come and say, now through this symbolism, he said in other places in John 6, if you eat my flesh and drink my blood, that's how we enter into the kingdom. He meant that he wanted to be within us, dwelling within us, reflecting his character through us. And as we drink the blood, as I was studying this, I thought about this, how true that God has restored us. He wants to put the wine of the new covenant, his blood, his life, into us. We're old, disgusting wineskins. We've sinned, and when we try and fix it, we put patches all over ourselves. But if God were to pour his glory into that, we would burst. Who could stand in his presence? So he has given us an example of active restoration. He has made us new. As you sit here this morning, you are new, new wineskins, ready for his character, his blood, his life to be poured into us. And this way, his blood will not be shed in vain. It will not be spilled. It will not destroy us. Rather, both will be preserved and ready for the kingdom. We're going to kneel here on the platform as we ask the Lord's blessing over the wine. You feel free to bow your heads with us as we kneel. Father, we want to thank you for the sacrifice of your Son that has given us the gift of your blood. We know that in the blood there is life, Father. And Father, we want to claim the promise this morning that you would be faithful to complete the good work you have begun until the day of Jesus Christ. That as we die, as we partake of the blood of the new covenant, that you would thus resurrect us into new life in Christ. That those new wineskins would be filled with your character, with your glory, and so that others might partake of the joy of your salvation through our experience. Father, bless this grape juice. May it draw our minds ever closer to you and the great love you have bestowed upon us, and that while we were still sinners, you came and died for us so that we could be made new. We love you and we thank you, and we surrender this all into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
It's interesting, in order to make grape juice, the grapes have to be taken and crushed and broken in order for them to release their juice. In order for the bread to bring us nutritional value, it has to be taken and broken. We have to chew it in order to receive its benefits. In order for sinful man to receive the benefits of Christ, he had to be taken. He was beaten, his blood was shed. His flesh was crushed with Roman nails in order for us to be made whole. Today, as we partake of the bread and the grape juice, let us think about that sacrifice that was made. Let us praise God for his unspeakable gift, Christ, God with us. For this I received from the Lord, which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink of it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We have eaten the bread, we have drank the juice. By faith, we have received the life of Jesus. Our sins are forgiven. We are cleansed. We are as white as snow. Oh, what rejoicing there is in Jesus. What hope we have in Jesus. What a future we have to look forward to in Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, what a precious Savior. Let's close off this wonderful communion service by singing that beautiful hymn, Power in the Blood. It's hymn number 294, and we will stand as we sing together, 294, Power in the Blood. Father in heaven, thank you so much for your grace. Thank you for the blood that cleanses us from all sin. Thank you for the example given to us by our Savior, really the government of heaven, that of humble, unselfish service and love. Father, indeed, you are worthy to be praised. Indeed, every knee is to bow. Every tongue is to proclaim that Jesus is Lord. He has won the right to be our Savior, to be our King. Father, thank you for all of your great blessings. Thank you for the assurance that if we confess our sins, you are faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And today we can leave here confident in the good news that we are cleansed, that we are forgiven, and you are holding our hand. Father, keep us from falling and present us faultless before your presence with exceeding joy. Thank you for your grace. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. We'd like to thank you once again for joining us this Sabbath morning for this special communion service. A few important announcements. Please remember our health fair tomorrow. That'll be taking place at Adventist Health on Douglas. It begins at 10 o'clock. Also, we do have some flyers. We actually have two big boxes full that'll tell you about our upcoming evangelistic series. Please be sure to pick up a handful of these flyers and hand them out to your friends, your neighbors, your uncles, your aunts, your cousins. Invite as many people as you can think to come to our Bible prophecy seminar. It begins on the 15th. The little cups for communion, the deacons will be picking them up as you leave. God bless.